Fab Sesmat Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network Studios.
Sports360AZ.com, a good Friday morning. We are at rain-drenched TPC Scottsdale. Brad Sesmat with you. And this is at the Patriots Outpost, doing our fun thing out here at TPC Scottsdale for the second round of the Waste Management Open. It's great to be at Patriots Outpost. They let fans come on in here, and they have food, they have drink, they have a great time, they get to watch golf. It's an exclusive spot. If you're military, active or not, you can come on in here and check everything out. It's a great time. On the show today, Jake Plummer will be with us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk with Jake about the Super Bowl. Jake is in town. He's been a part of many of the festivities. So we'll talk with Jake Plummer. At 10:30, we'll go to Vegas. Jimmy Vaccaro, the wisest of the wise guys, all the Super Bowl prop bets, everything around the Super Bowl. We'll talk with Jimmy Vaccaro. At 10:50, it's Goody at the Movies. Bill Goodykunz, chief film critic for Gannett. As always, good to have Goody at the Movies. We are also on AZ Central Sports. We appreciate the partnership with AZ Central Sports. Our broadcast position today, as mentioned, here at Patriots Outpost, which is just overlooking the 18th tee box. So this morning, I got out here early to walk around and watch Tiger Woods. Yesterday, after the show, I was very fortunate. One of our partners, Columbus Meat, said, why don't you come over and sit in our suite right there on 16, right by the tee box at 16. So I sat there throughout the afternoon and had a great time watching the golfers come through and the fans just giving them the business and all that stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. When Tiger came through yesterday, he did not, I think, handle himself very well. He didn't say anything. He didn't have to say anything. He stepped away from his ball, not once, but twice on the 18th tee box. And, of course, both times, or 16th tee box, I should say, at the 16th tee box. Both times, the fans just let him have it. They booed his ass. And that's the way it was yesterday. I admired how he worked at getting back into his game because he really struggled leading up to about 14 yesterday. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's get you caught up some things on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino, just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains here of Arizona, with the weather being lousy around much of the state. We think it's great. It probably means more snow being dumped at the Sunrise Ski Resort. That means you've got to head on out of the valley and around the state, wherever you're taking in today's show, and head up to the Honda Resort and Casino. You can stay at the Honda Resort and Casino. You can eat some great food, have some fun, get all your skiing needs, whether it's sledding or snowboarding, whatever it may be, or use the ski stuff for sunrise. It's all at the Honda Resort and Casino, and you can enjoy your weekend up there to get away from it all. Also, to check out the big game that's coming up on Sunday, lots of prizes, lots of fun you can have at the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino, just outside of Pine Top, in the beautiful White Mountains, the Honda Resort and Casino. They've been a part of Sports360AZ.com since day number one. And again, we simulcast on AZ Central. Okay, so let's get into I don't know. Eric, do you want me to go with Super Bowl first? I'm out here at the tournament. I've got a lot of fresh Tiger stuff.
Oh, why don't we start? Why don't we start with Tiger? I mean, you are out there, and from everything that I've been seeing, it has not been a pretty day in North Scottsdale, and it hasn't been a pretty couple rounds for Tiger.
It's not gone well. So I picked up Tiger this morning. He started on 10 this morning, and I actually admired where he was yesterday, because yesterday it was a real struggle for him to get around. And I've mentioned this in the past, but my take on guys when they're struggling to work through it and its greatness, it doesn't matter if it's Randy Johnson at the end of his career, if it's Kurt Warner, if it's Kobe Bryant, it doesn't matter. I appreciate greatness. That's what we love to see, the superstar of superstars trying to figure it out. Tiger Woods today has been just dreadful. Yesterday, when he got into the back nine, it didn't look like he was going to be in any great shape at all. He was 5 over through 11 yesterday. He rallied, finished 2 over 73. He was out of bounds on his very first tee shot out of the box yesterday. And there was just goofy stuff around Tiger. On 15, a guy picked up Tiger's ball and then dropped it. There were a couple planes, Eric, there were flying over the tournament yesterday. One was for a marijuana dispensary. Of course it was. Who knew? They're going to reach a large audience, make sure they know where they can buy their pot while Tiger's on the course.
Pretty shrewd, if you ask me. Pretty shrewd.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to sit around the table and put our marketing strategy together for our dispensary. And when Tiger's out on the course, let's make sure that everybody knows where they can go to get their stuff, which is fine. He eagled 13. He almost eagled 17 where he drove the green. So yesterday, I actually was like, okay. This morning, it's a completely different story. He's just awful today. I mean, just awful. On 15 in particular, he tried. He went for, I think he was looking at like, I got to get my game back. I got to make up a stroke here. So he goes for driving the green on his second shot, ends up in the bunker, out of the bunker, hits it from one side of the bunker to the other. I mean, like something I would do. And then he tries to chip out of the rough, and he chips it about 2 feet, barely hits it. It's like something I'd do. And people around me were gasping, and there's a huge crowd, and there several of them were saying he should just withdraw. You can see that he's completely falling apart. When I came in here, Tiger was at 8 over. Not under, 8 over. When I came in here, Tiger Woods was next to last place for the entire tournament. Next to last place for the entire tournament. So he's not going to make the cut, which is very disappointing on one hand. On the other hand, as he said, he just needs to play rounds of golf. But you do have to wonder, is this just a guy who's out there trying to fight through it and it's just enough? Here is Tiger still working on his mechanics.
Trying to be so committed to, you know, this swing change and do it. I'm so much more shallow now than I used to be, and it's hard sometimes. Believe me, I can get the ball, I can get the club to the ground sometimes. I'm so shallow, I pick it a lot, and it's the trust in that. It's just different, and I struggle with it at the very beginning.
And you could see it today when he's talking about picking it. He topped one out of the bunker. On 15, like you'd never see that kind of shot out of him. Here is more Tiger Woods, that there is just a matter of getting rounds of golf under his belt.
This is my second tournament in 6 months, so I just need tournament rounds like this where I can fight through it, turn it around, grind through it, and make adjustments on the fly.
Okay, I get that. I do get that. And I'm not going to sit here today and go through the whole... Guys behind microphones find it real easy to start throwing dirt on players and saying they're done. Now, in some cases, you can see it. It's like, Steve Nash, please retire. You're done. Fans like you. I like you a lot. But you're finished. You can't play anymore. Kobe Bryant, you know, I'm not, who am I to say whether he should go or not? It's not sad to see Kobe Bryant. I think it's more frustrating. Here for Tiger, boy, this morning it was, he looks frustrated. He looks old. He looks tired. The sand shot where he went from one side to the other on 15, he just stood there like in disbelief. Like, who am I? Where am I? It was really interesting this morning just to see somebody of that magnitude not just struggle with their game. And then I saw the Golf Channel last night, Aaron Oberhauser, who does a very good job, said that Tiger has the yips. He has the yips, quote, it's flat out the disease, said Oberhauser. And he crushed him on the air. So, look, I'm not out there playing tournament golf, but when I do see how he performed this morning, and 16 was tame for him today. He parred 16. There's not many people out there, and I think that was probably the right strategy from the Woods camp, is I don't want to be at 16 at 2:30 on a Friday afternoon and have those people all liquored up as they're going to be. You know, everybody's going to be wired this afternoon, even with the rain out here. So, that, you know, it's one of those deals where I can't say that it's sad, but I can say, okay, is this spring training? Is this, and Eric, it's like it would be akin to Clayton Kershaw going out and giving up 10 earned runs in an inning and two-thirds in a spring training game. That's how basically I'm looking at Tiger Woods.
Okay, well, let's do this, Brad. I'm going to ask you, because you're out there, let's advance the story. Was the experience this week at least decent enough for him to consider coming back next year? Because if he doesn't make the cut, and it sounds like there's a 0% chance he's going to make the cut.
Zero, not going to.
Tomorrow's story, or this afternoon's story, when he exits, is, okay, we got Tiger back. Now, is Tiger back to stay, or is this going to be like a year-to-year thing?
Does he need to go to Dubai and get off the plane and be paid $2 million just to step onto their soil?
Exactly.
Because they have appearance fees. And it's the exact same. That's why Rory's not here. No, that's a good question. Has his experience been great? I don't know. I mean, the other day he seemed gregarious in coming here, but was it kind of like, I'm going to go to this neighbor's Super Bowl party because they've got access to the Super Bowl and I really don't care much for them? And next year I'm not, you know? Is he going to hang around here and work on his game by not missing the cut and still go to the Super Bowl? Because as he said, that was his plan. Come here, play, and to be at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Was he only here out of convenience to be at the Super Bowl? That's a very fair question to ask. But greatness has to work through it. You know, if he next week he's supposed to play at Torrey, he's going to bypass Pebble. And if he's trying to work on the swing, it's what he said earlier in that soundbite about topping balls and that. He's got to stay committed to it. I get what he's talking about because I saw it this morning. Fans are out here in huge numbers, and it's raining pretty good, but they were out here in pretty good numbers this morning to see Tiger Woods in the rain. And they're dudes with ball caps, and they're ladies in their 70s and 80s. Patriots Outpost already has quite a few people that are here enjoying the morning because Tiger's already gone through. And there'll be some that's what they want to get is the glimpse of Tiger Woods and then move on. So, you know, in terms of the rest of the tournament, Phil doesn't tee off till this afternoon. I'll go through the leaderboard here in a little bit. But this morning, the story clearly is the meltdown of Tiger. And if, in fact, this is just a one-time deal or if he needs to keep playing through it, I tend to think he needs to keep playing through this. I'm not going to sit here and take the easy route and say, oh, he's done, he's finished. Get him out of here. Phil tees off at 12:07, and Phil yesterday shot a 69. So, you know, 16 this afternoon will be pretty jacked up. Phil's tied for 27th place as things stand right now. The Super Bowl side of things, I saw where Michael Bidwell was doing the rounds yesterday and telling the local media, we're going to keep Larry Fitzgerald here. Sounding pretty definitive. Of course, if somebody said, so Michael, what are the chances of Larry staying here? And Michael said, zero, none. We don't see any way that we can get him here. He would never say that. I thought it was interesting that Larry is doing a spot I saw with Sports Illustrated and Fortune Magazine on driving a Rolls Royce and talking about reinventing himself. What is that all about? I started to watch it, and it was, okay, we talked about the shrewd side of Larry Fitzgerald, and I'd like to see Larry stay here. I have no ill will towards him, but I can't imagine that it's just as simple and shut a case as Michael made it sound to be. I can't imagine that. The Richard Sherman story continues to be my front and center. It's the delicate balance with the pending birth of his child. Here is Richard Sherman on that very topic.
I'd not like to miss the birth of my first son, my first kid. But, you know, thankfully and hopefully and God willing, we won't have to cross that bridge.
Well, that means in this day and age, hey, honey, let's induce. Let's get this over with. Not being a male chauvinist pig, it's just, hey, I got a job here. But I get where he's coming from. Jake Plummer is on the other side. Jake is supposed to be out here later today. We'll talk to the former Sun Devil great. He was part of the game on Wednesday night that Eric went out to with the Wounded Warriors. I want to talk to Jake about that and his Super Bowl experience, who he likes in the game. That's next with Jake Plummer, Brad Susmath with you at the Patriots Outpost, sports360az.com on the 18th tee at TPC Scottsdale.
For original, in-depth Arizona sports news you care about, follow us on Twitter at Sports360AZ.
Sports360AZ, AZ Central Sports, Brad Susmat from Patriots Outpost here at 18th Tee. This is a terrific venue to do the show from. It's the third year in a row that the Thunderbirds have said, Brad, come out here and be our guest. This is put on by the PGA Tour, and it's all veterans or active military that are allowed in this tent on the overlooking the 18th tee box. And it's all the food, coffee, drinks that they want, and they get to watch golf. And these guys come in, and some of them, you can tell, have been through the war. They're missing limbs, and they all have their hats on from their branches of service. and they're somewhat overwhelmed when they come in here that, you mean I can have whatever I want, as much as I want? Yeah, that's what this is all about. It's decorated very nicely. I'll put some pictures up on Instagram, and it's a cool thing that the PGA Tour does and the Thunderbirds do, so it's great being out here. Tiger bogeyed 17, bogeyed 18. Tiger shot a 44 on the back nine to start this morning. He's next to last for the entire tournament. It's a real struggle. Jake Plummer joins us now for a couple of minutes, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. For all your financial and retirement needs, Jeremy Kitamura and Ameriprise Financial, winning combination. It's good to have Jake with us here on a weekly basis. Are you going to make it out here today?
Yeah, looking to. I mean, obviously, rain and golf is not a great combination. I'd rather be playing golf in the rain than watching it, but I'd like to get out there and check it out and see if Tiger can turn around, which you said, a 44 on his front nine, maybe turn it around and see if he can put something together. But yeah, you know, it's just fun to be down here in the valley and a lot of stuff happening, seeing a lot of old familiar faces and some great teammates, bumping into some awesome teammates, old teammates I played with the Cardinals. So having a good time.
That's good. What has been your highlight so far?
Getting to see Larry Sinners.
Really?
Yep. Haven't seen him in a long time.
What's he up
anybody,
to?
He's doing a lot of stuff. Just living a good life down in Texas. And just looks good. It felt good. It was awesome to see him. Anybody out there that's a Cardinals fan, you say you're a Cardinals fan and you know the team from way back, you know Larry Sinners.
Yep.
One of the greatest players I've ever played with, a competitor, a guy who just fun to be around, and a great guy off the field also. Was a real good influence on me and helped me a lot my rookie year and even through, till he was, let go by the Cardinals. Every game with him was a lot of fun.
Jake Plummer with us for a couple of minutes, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. So Wednesday night, you were in the Wounded Warriors game. Eric went out to cover you, and he sent me a text. He's like, it is amazing how much love there is for Jake Plummer here in the Valley. Are you surprised all these years later how well and warm you have been received through the years?
You know, not really. You know, just the fact that some seasons that we had, teams that I was on, the Sun Devils and the Rose Bowl, 97, a lot of people remember that, and we'll remember that season forever. It was a real special team. I was glad to be a part of it, and then, a couple years later, the 98 season, going and clinching the playoffs for the first time in 15 years, and then beating the Dallas Cowboys for the first playoff victory in 50 years for the Cardinals organization. So those were really big seasons that people can remember and can remember what they were doing and what was happening. And a lot of them were young kids when that was happening that I see now as adults, and they're fans for life, which, it's an honor. I feel very humbled, and people come up, tell me they named their one guy come tell me he named his son after me, and another guy come tell me he named his dog after me. So anytime someone's using your name to name someone in their lives, it's a very humbling and honor to feel that way. So, the love from the fans is great. I love to see them and hear the stories and give them as much time as I can. And today's day and age is tough, Brad. You want to do autograph. People want an autograph and then a picture with their phone, and then he has a phone, and then everybody's phones. And so a lot of times I like to get the phone and put it in people's pockets and put them away, and let's just talk. Let's just hang out so that, I can look at you and see you good people from Arizona that rooted for me and helped me get through some tough games and kept rooting for me when we pulled them out. And, it's fun. I enjoy it. And week's even got more days left here. I mean, it's always Friday. Got a couple more days of roaming around. And I don't know who I'll bump into, but it'll be fun.
So you moved already from Sandpoint, right? You were in Sandpoint in Idaho?
Yep.
And then you went to Boulder. You're in Boulder now. Do you ever see yourself coming back here on a permanent basis?
I used to say never, not to moving here, but I'd say never to certain things. Like I'd never do TV or never do this, and I am. So
right.
I don't know. I will see someday down the road. There's a possibility. It's nice when you get older. That's why a lot of older people move here. It's nice to be in warmer weather. It feels better for the body. So, if that was the case, this would be a place that I would definitely consider moving because I have a lot of connections and a lot of really, really dear friends here in the Valley, and would love to be around a lot, some of them a lot more often, you know, like Steve Bush, one of my old players, Cardinals, and obviously with the Sun Devils, Keith Poole, certain guys that are here that, you know, I only get to see on certain occasions, but if I lived here, you know, I get to see them a lot more, and we have a real special bond, and it'd be nice, you know, maybe one day it'll happen.
Yeah, you can have Keith Poole keep your limbs limber, right? Out to his training center and have him bang on you a little bit and stretch you out and all that stuff. I see his place. I'm out by it, so I think that's pretty cool. I'd like to have you around. I'd like to have you around here, you know? I kind of like you. You know, that's the way it goes. It's just, you know, it's been a good run with you.
It's been fun, Brad. I mean, that's the thing, you know, is get done playing. You know, a lot of people, they don't take into account the rest of their lives. So, you know, I'm having fun. It's fun to be talking with you each week, and I bumped into a lot of people out there walking around. I love your show, love listening to the show, and it's just fun that there are actually people out there listening, and I enjoy it, and good to have a voice in the Valley.
It's Jake Plummer with us. Okay, so let's focus on the game. To you, give me, I don't know, I want to say a whole list of things. Just give me two things that are not obvious to the common fan that you're looking at in this matchup between Seattle and New England.
Well, it's a really intriguing matchup. I think it's two great teams that are very well coached. I'm going to just go with two kind of random things here that I've been giving thought to, and that's the refs. Everyone wants to talk about the teams and the playing, but the refs are going to be a big part of this. It's how they call the game. If they're going to let the guys be physical, there are going to be some calls that I'm sure are going to be controversial as far as PIs go. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they let these guys play. And then also coming out at halftime is going to be a huge deal. You got to watch what happens with the teams coming out at halftime, because both these coaching staffs are extremely good at coming out of halftime adjustments and making that push right away, especially the Patriots. And they come out of halftime, watch out. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see those two things happen. And then, you know, there's a few guys that are just such dynamic players that are going to be fun to watch. I mean, Gronkowski, what's he going to do with the ball? Who's going to cover him? Marshawn Lynch with yards after contact and his power and his energy he brings. And then Russell Wilson, I think, is the difference. He's going to make a few plays that no one expected and continue some drives, and I think that's the reason why I'm going with the Seahawks.
That option of Wilson and Lynch, you know, you look at the Patriots' defense, and can they stay committed to it for the game? And I don't think they can. I think that it's only natural that he's going to bust a couple of big plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's beast mode. It will happen, him or Russell Wilson. I mean, they're just a very efficient machine right now, Seattle, and what they went through obviously a couple weeks ago when they didn't perform well on offense, you know, that kind of wakes you up sometimes, and I think the emotions they went through makes them a closer team and just a little bit more dangerous than the Patriots. But, you know, you can't discount what's happening with the Patriots. I mean, they're trying to write history and history in the making right now, and that's a lot of motivation to be on that team right now to try to win. So I just see this as a very intriguing matchup. Two teams that are going to come out ready to play. And just hope it's a close game. It's really what I'm looking forward to.
Before I let you go, outside of the game, tomorrow will be the Hall of Fame voting. And everybody has an opinion on Hall of Famers. I've talked to several of the voters. The consensus I get this year is, while there's a lot of great names, the only player that is probably assured is Junior Seau. I don't know if you've seen the list of players. Kurt Warner's name is on it this year. It's not a sure thing. I get a feeling that what happened in New York with the Giants, some may hold off voting for him in year number one. You have a thought or two on the Hall of Fame class?
You know, I don't know. I couldn't recall the list exactly, but I know there's some great football players being considered. When I think of Hall of Fame voting, one player in particular always comes to my mind, and that's Jerry Kramer. He's not in the Hall of Fame, and he was obviously, everybody knows Jerry Kramer. I mean, they scored the touchdown Green Bay to win the first Super Bowl over him on the right side. I mean, he's one of the first guys pulling guards to come out in the power sweep. He spent a lot of time in Sandpoint, Idaho, so I have another reason to root for him. But he's not in the Hall of Fame, and I think it's it's really a shame that he's not in there yet. So really, I think whoever goes in this year should be counting their lucky stars, because there's a guy that's still alive that should be getting into the Hall of Fame, and Jerry Kramer. And I wish the NFL would do something about it, and all the writers and media out there.
Yeah, I talked to Clark Judge about that and Peter King on the show this week, and his name did come up in both occasions. So, you know, we'll see on that front. Well, look, enjoy your weekend here. It sounds like you've been playing hard and having fun, which is half of the Super Bowl week, going to a lot of places, doing a lot of things. Have you been able to hit them straight?
I haven't yet, but I will be tomorrow. You know, just been talking with a lot of old teammates and opponents and bumping into some fun guys. Frank Sanders, Kwame Lassiter, you know, Anthony Clement, you know, some guys I haven't seen. And then you're at a bar and the music's playing loud. You got to talk louder. So that's the little strain on my voice, but it's a lot of spiritual healing going on, a lot of good people, and having a great time.
That's great. Let you go off that. Appreciate the visit as always, Jake. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, man. We'll be seeing you, man. Bye.
You got it. Jake Plummer for a couple of minutes. Brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. Ameriprise Financial with Jeremy Kitamura. Appreciate Jeremy Kitamura and the great job with Ameriprise Financial and Jake Plummer and Peter King this season. Ameriprise Financial, Jake Plummer, that is a winning combination. On the other side, we're going to go to Vegas. Jimmy Vaccaro will join us. Talk with Jimmy about, they've got prop bets around the game, within the game itself. It's not like who's going to sing longer, Katy Perry or the national anthem. You know, I mean, it's not that. It's within the game. So we'll talk about those angles with Jimmy. Goody at the Movies still to come. We'll talk about the media side of this, what NBC's broadcast plans are for, and Katy Perry's halftime deal, which I hear has sharks. Eric, have you heard this? I guess yesterday she talked about there's sharks that are going to be within her performance.
Yes, so that is correct. Yeah, there will be sharks and lions, I believe, was the two,
sharks
two
and
animals,
lions, so. Of course. So we'll have some fun with Goody at the Movies and much more as we continue on live at TPC Scottsdale. We're in the Patriots Outpost. This place is packed. It is awesome to be here right above the 18th tee box, our third year in a row. Patriots Outpost at TPC Scottsdale. Brad Sussmat with you on a soggy, soggy, not as soggy as Tiger's round, though. He is, wow, he's really ugly. Jimmy Vaccaro joins us now, Brad Sussmat, live at TPC Scottsdale in the rain. We are at Patriots Outpost. All retired military, active military are allowed in here. This is an exclusive tent. All the food and drink that you would want. It's great to see so many vets that are here and people in active military. It's a great deal the PGA puts on. The only downside is Tiger Woods next to last for the entire tournament, the entire field. Tiger Woods is next to last. Jimmy, if you put any sort of Tiger Woods, I know you don't do those prop bets, but for people to do prop bets that involve Tiger Woods playing this weekend, forget it. He's going to miss the cut. South Point Casino Resort odds maker with us for a couple of minutes. What is the scene like in Vegas, Jimmy?
Picking up quite a bit, Brad. It was slow from Monday through Wednesday afternoon, but now the tourists are starting to hit town, and it shows at the betting counter. You know, last week it was about 2-1 Patriot tickets, and now it's only about 3-2, and the money's catching up with Seattle. We still have the Patriots as a one-point favorite, but everything is seeming to pick up steam from here until, obviously, Sunday afternoon.
They listed Brady on the injury report. Did that have any factor at all up there?
No, it really didn't. It means obviously if it would have got any worse, we might have taken a better look at it. But there's no way he isn't going to play. And to answer your question, it has not affected the betting line one iota.
Richard Sherman saying he may miss the game because he's going to be with his wife. I don't buy it for a minute. Has that affected anybody in Vegas?
No. I mean, I don't know these guys. I mean, they just want to get on TV. They're on enough, but that is there's no way in the world he's going to miss the game. And like I said, the money's starting to even out. So nobody, you know what it is to some degree? Nobody even pays attention anymore. I know it's national headlines to some degree. But when you're betting your money, I think you look at it a little bit different. Brady's going to play. Sherman's going to play. Everybody's going to play.
What's the handle going to be on this game? What's your projection?
We won't do what we did last year because it was an all-time high, $119,400,000 bet in the legal casinos here in Nevada. But it was a great matchup. It was all Manning at the beginning. He just drove everything. But now I think we'll do around $100 million, which is still a great handle for us.
And before you go, Jimmy, if people are coming up, because you get a lot of first-timers and novices, from Arizona and parts listening to our show. What advice would you give them to bet on Super Bowl Sunday?
Come as early as you can. If you don't understand it, ask a supervisor. Don't wait in line for 25 minutes and get to the front of the line and start asking questions to the teller. Take some time out. Try to get here early. Grab a prop sheet. We'll all try to explain it. But don't wait in line and then ask questions. Ask the question before you get in line. And all the locals know, we've seen it so many times, they make their prop bets on Saturday because they know it's crazy on Sunday.
Thanks, Jimmy, as always. Enjoy the Sunday.
All right, pal. You too.
Here's Jimmy Vaccaro, South Point Casino Resort odds maker for a couple of minutes. We'll have Goody at the Movies here in about 15 minutes. All right, let's get to some other things. So Katy Perry is going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Guys, you know how this is. When you're married or you have that significant other, they typically care more about the halftime show than you do. It's not that they don't care about the game. I'm not going to turn this into guys care about football more than girls. I'm married to someone for 26 years, and she loves football inside and out, follows it inside and out, plays fantasy football and all that stuff. I mean, she's into it, which is fine. But, you know, Katy Perry doing Super Bowl halftime. Do I like the music of Katy Perry? Sure. She's fine. I've got daughters. They got me into Katy Perry a while back. Katy Perry yesterday met with the media here in the Valley, and when it is Super Bowl time, you hear from everybody who doesn't have anything at all to do with the game themselves. So here's Katy Perry channeling her inner Marshawn Lynch. This was yesterday.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
So you know that somebody around her group said, make sure you just go Marshawn Lynch, and they'll call you Beast Mode. That was painful when I heard that right off the top, because now that's McConnell did that the other night after the U of A game.
Right.
McConnell did Marshawn Lynch. You see that, Eric?
I did. And honestly, Brad, there's no way Katy Perry follows this stuff. I mean,
if
you saw her on College Game Day earlier this year, she knows so little about football. So you're right. Some of her PR people said, when you meet the media tomorrow, start with that, because that'll get a lot of people buzzing, because that's the big kind of one of the big underlying stories this week is Marshawn Lynch and his battle with the media, so that you could kind of tell something like that was going to happen. And of course it happened.
But because we are a very well-rounded show, and I don't mean just by the amount of food that I eat, but we'll bring you some Katy Perry and break it down. Here's Katy Perry on her goal for the performance on Sunday.
I think I'm going to play on my strengths, which I think are humor, incredible joy. I think my songs are anthemic, and I just hope at the end of the day that over 100 million people are all smiling in unison. And if you can imagine that happening, I think there's going to be an incredible energy that goes across the world.
I don't know. I mean, don't go that far with me. It's just, I'm going to use my talent. I'm a good singer, and that's it.
That seems like a fair answer.
That's it. You know, I'm a good singer. You know, inspiring to make people smiling. Again, that's PR, PR, PR. Just be yourself. Don't let these weasels work their way into you.
One quick thing, Brad. Don't mean to interrupt you, but I didn't know if you saw this. It caught my attention yesterday down at the Super Bowl Media Center. A lot of people were talking about it. Darren Rovell, who's a really good follow on Twitter, sent out a tweet. If you want to gauge how big this Super Bowl is, not just locally, but nationally, he put on Twitter yesterday that 4 Upper Bowl tickets for Sunday, which would have drawn about $1,800 a piece last year, were sold for $8,000 a piece this week.
Of course they were.
$8,000 to sit in the upper deck to watch the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing on that, okay? I get it. If you have that type of income and you want to impress somebody, in our country, we don't tend to, what is it? We are living below the poverty line as a nation. I read that recently, that as a nation, we're living below the poverty line. And so when we can tell somebody, look at how cool we are, we paid $35 to sit in the arena to watch Super Bowl Media Day, you know there's guys that are out there that'll say, you know what, I've got $8,000 that I could drop on an orphanage, I could drop on a single mom, I could make a donation to somebody who just lost a loved one, But no, I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. Of course I am, because it's going to make me look good. It's going to make my company look good. I'm going to take a client. I get it. Not, but that's where we are. You know, Lenny Kravitz is going to perform, and that's fine. I like Lenny Kravitz. Missy Elliott, who appeared on a 2011 remix of Last Friday Night, which I like that song by Katy Perry. She's going to be part of this deal as well. Everybody's going to make money off the Super Bowl, and they're all going to have a great time. But by and large, as I'm sitting here with Katy Perry at halftime, I don't need her to say I'm trying to put smiles on 100 million people's faces. I'm really not. You're a great singer. Just go be a great singer. It's great that you're going to have, is it Lions and Sharks? Is that right? Lions
Correct.
And Sharks?
Yes, Lions and Sharks.
We want to see a shark and a lion in the same... Lions are not afraid of water, are they? I don't know my animals like that. I worked with elephants when I was back in the day. And elephants are fine in water, but put a lion in a water with sharks, and I'll watch that at halftime. Sure. Let's see what happens. Why not? The game itself, it's fine. Katy Perry will be fine. Watching commercials will be fine. My wife the other night was watching the Super Bowl hour-long show of the commercials that they showed from years past. They showed the Budweiser Clydesdale with the dog. And her and my 10-year-old were just bawling their eyes out. And I'm hearing this in the other room, like, what happened? Something happened? Oh, my gosh, this is the saddest commercial ever. Ah! Okay, guys, come on now. This is a show. I mean, it's just a show. It's a commercial. So I get the whole event. Maybe Tiger Woods, the way he's playing today, would be the guy going, ah! The segment of the show brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is, all about you. I know General Manager Tim Hovick is going to the Super Bowl. I saw him out here earlier in the week playing in the Waste Management Pro-Am. Guy he was playing with, Dave Wood, got a hole-in-one, and then Tim had a hit after him. I'll see Tim next Wednesday night, taking him to a dinner with Todd Graham around ASU's recruiting class. Tim's a big Sun Devil fan. He's a big supporter of Sun Devil Athletics. He's also into the Diamondbacks, and he's into the Arizona Cardinals, and he's a sponsor out here as well. So anything to do with sports, he's into it. Guys, as a sports fan, you're looking to get that next car, that next truck. Don't you want to partner with somebody that they're in that space that you like to be in? Santan Ford. And it's more than that. I've talked to people that have gone through their experiences of buying a vehicle. My wife was telling me this morning, the next door neighbor walking the dog the other night came by and said, how do you like your vehicle? And she thought he meant the Explorer. And he's like, no, I'm looking at the vehicle that your husband drives, the Fusion. I want to go get a Fusion. I'm considering some different models, but I really like the Fusion. So it's a vehicle that has people talking, makes a lot of sense for me in my busy travels. You know, today I'm here, I've got meetings to go to. Tomorrow, Eric and I are going to be downtown or up here at Westworld for some Super Bowl stuff. We're always on the go, and I need a vehicle that makes sense for me. That's the Ford Fusion from Santan Ford. Santan Ford just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista. Santan Ford, where it is, all about you. Before I get to Goody at the Movies, a couple other things. Tonight, the Suns host the Bulls. The Suns are getting lucky again. The Bulls lost in double overtime last night to the Lakers. And so you figure the Bulls are going to be worn out. Bulls have two guys on the All-Star team, Paul Gasol and Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, nobody's heard of this kid. He's an All-Star game starter. His mom kicked him out of his house when he was 13. Got a scholarship to Marquette. Was the last pick in a first round. He had 35 for the Bulls against the Lakers. Tonight, Suns Bulls downtown. Back with Jimmy Vaccaro, or Bill Goodykins, rather. Goody at the Movies on the other side from TPC Scottsdale at a very, very busy Patriots Outpost. I'm Brad Sussmat, Sports360AZ.com. Plenty of content on Sports360AZ.com that you can check out right now. Now, because you know what's going on in the world of sports, other than I have a Tiger nugget before I bring Bill on. It's Goody at the Movies. AZ Central, Gannett Chief Film and Media Critic, Bill Goodykins. We're going to talk about 2 days, one night here in a minute. I guess you can bring Bill on now, because Bill, you should know this. Tiger shot a 44 this morning. Tiger Woods has played over 1,100 rounds as a pro on the PGA Tour. He's only shot 80 or worse once. Once. And he's in next to last place out here today. He's 44 on his opening nine holes. You don't strike me as much of a golfer, but I think even you would be interested to know that Tiger is completely imploding out here.
Wait a second. I don't strike you as much of a golfer.
No. Do you golf?
I used to golf all the time, but that's terrible. You're right in that regard, but it wasn't for lack of trying. As my dad and I used to say, I got my money's worth out of every round. I got more shots per dollar than...
Wait a second. So through the years, because you've never brought up your love of golf, so I misread you. I could have taken you to some places and treated you nicely to rounds of golf. Are you saying that you would go?
My worry is if you took me, you'd never be asked back. I was at some kind. You know, I used to go to those things too. I used to get invited to them when I was doing sports, and I was at this one time, and you know, I'm playing with like. Rich guys I don't know or whatever. And there's this guy standing over there behind me. And, you know, I tee off, and somehow the ball, like, gets caught in the driver and whips back and hits the guy, like, right in the chest behind me. and the rest of the time, he just stayed in the cart whenever I hit the ball. But, anyway, no, I bet Tiger, you know, he'll pull out his face hurting or whatever and go to the Super Bowl party. But I like Tiger, and I hope he comes back strong, and I hope he breaks Jack Nicklaus's record, because I like seeing – I mean, I'm old enough that I saw Jack Nicklaus win some majors, but I like seeing stuff happen. I like seeing history. I mean, it's been forever now, but I like that domination that he had for a while there. You see a lot of high school sports, even in college sports, you'll see somebody dominant. It's right. Rare that you see somebody that dominant that is supposed to be on the same peer level as you.
I walked with him yesterday for a couple, and then today, this morning, I got out early and walked five holes with him, and people around me were saying he should just withdraw because he's struggling so badly out on the course. To me, it's like watching a great player trying to figure it out in spring training, where a pitcher could go out and go an inning in two-thirds and give up 10 runs. And, you know, 11 hits because he's trying to figure it out. It's not fun to watch him, but I'm not one of those guys that wants to throw dirt on him and say he's out of here. I just wonder if he will come back next year, with the Super Bowl not being there, if he'll play again next year out here.
I was going to say, is there a tournament somewhere near the Super Bowl site next year?
Right. No kidding.
he can probably get a little friendly game going of his own there. Would you like to play around with him?
You know, the way he's playing today, sure, because I'm almost on level playing field with him. You know, he shot a 44 on the front, so he'll finish at 88 if he keeps it up. It would be fun to, go play golf with anybody of that magnitude. You know, I can't pitch with Randy Johnson in a game, so that wouldn't happen. I can't go out with Kobe Bryant or Steve Nash and play a game of basketball. You know, I'm not, you know, nearly that. But I could go play golf with anybody. And yeah, it doesn't mean I'll play well, but I could play with anybody, sure.
No, I'd like to just see what it's like, that course, like the actual mechanics of it. I once asked when Randy Johnson was pitching, I asked the Diamondbacks if I could, you know, take like a DP just to say, write about what it was like. And they're like, forget it. Our insurance would never cover it. If you hit you, it would kill you. So, okay. But I did play a round at the Biltmore with Alice Cooper once.
That was fun. Sure.
It was great, and he shot a 74.
So that's not great.
Well, I asked him, I said, what's your handicap? He said, it tends to be about a 4. And I said, could you make it lower? And he said, yeah. And I said, how? And he said, stop playing every day. Go to the range. I said, but I don't want to do that. I like playing. I was like, dang. He could play now. He didn't kill it, but boy, he hit it straight.
Okay, one last golf question for about 20 seconds. What do you shoot? My handicap is showing up. That is my handicap, is showing up. So I don't keep track. I'm in the mid-90s. What are you?
I played for years, and I've never broken 100. I've hit 100, and I had a chance once to claim a 99, and I thought, well, heck no, man. I'm this close. I'll just get it next time. Why cheat and get it? I never came close. I'm terrible. I'm one of those guys that I'll hit one that's great. I'll hit a ball that you like why can't this, you know, I'm believe it or not, at least I used to be reasonably athletic. I can usually pick up on things pretty quickly, but I just, there's something, it's that mental thing, you know, it's, you know what I can hit? I can hit a fairway wood. That is the one shot that I can consistently hit. Nothing else.
All right. All right, let's move on to the movies, and we'll get into the Super Bowl. AZ Central, Gannett, chief film and media critic, Goody at the Movies, Bill Goody Coons with us. 2 days, one night. What is this all about? Is it any good?
2 days, one night is fabulous. And it's a French movie, and it's although it's set in Belgium or somewhere. But the woman who's the star is Marion Cotillard, and she won an Oscar once for playing Edith Piaf. And she's been in a lot of stuff. She's been big movies and small movies and English movies and French movies. But it's basically about this woman, and she's been on medical leave, and she comes back to work, and she's in the union. She works at a solar panel factory or something. And while she's gone, they have taken a vote. Everybody can get the equivalent of about a $1,500 bonus if they lay her off. But if they don't, they lose their bonus. So she has to you know, to go around and try to get people to vote for her in this union vote. And it's fantastic. It's really dramatic. And I really like it.
All right. So it's worth seeing. That's good. Let's get over to the Super Bowl then. So
I'll be there.
You're going to go. Now, what are you writing about?
Well, I am on Celebrity Watch for a couple hours, but then, you know, if George Clooney walks by, I'll take a picture of him with my phone and be that annoying person that says, hi, George. Then I'm going to do my usual shtick where I go to the 50-yard line and wait for the person with the best seat in the house to come. And I have this low-grade fantasy that it will indeed be Tiger Woods. And for the first time, not only will the person not talk to me, but I'll be like, the security, well, his personal security will throw me over the rail or something.
Right, right. His guy will come along and just throw you to the ground and take a pitchfork to you and you'll be done. You'll be offed.
Right. And step on my phone.
That's great. That's great. So you do this for every big event, right?
I did it the first in 96. I did it, and the person never came. Watched the whole thing. Front row, 50-yard line. I did it for the Tennessee-Florida State National Championship, and it's important that this quote is always done exactly. This long-haired guy comes along and says, "You're in my seat." I said, "That's my phone." He's like, "Sure." He said, "I went to Florida State for a while, and now I'm doing pretty well, so I bought up these first two rows." And I was like, "Oh, wow, who are you?" And he said, "Dude, I am the singer for the rock band Creed." Like, well, thank you for the description. I kind of knew it was a rock band, but that's good. And he bought it out for the crew. They were on tour. And I went to the Super Bowl, you know, the last time I was here, this guy left his pregnant wife back in New England, promised her he wouldn't spend more than $2,000 on a ticket, paid, I think, $5,000 for the ticket that he got, sat there, was so happy. He was seeing history being made, you know, the first, you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever, 19-0 team or whatever it was going to be. So happy, so, you know, pumped up. And then, you know, Tyree makes the catch. So I had to run down there and talk to him really fast because I was on deadline like everybody. And he was like, he was trying so hard not to cry. And he was like, it was still worth it, man. It was still worth it. Well, I'm glad it was, bud. And he did the whole thing. He bought like the licensed NFL helmet. He just, you know, he did all that.
Oh
stuff.
My gosh! Oh my
that
gosh!
Poor guy. And he, you know, but I don't know. It's fun. Maybe they'll, you know, I keep waiting for it to actually be physically removed from the stadium or something like that. But then that turns out to be a pretty good column too.
Sure. Before I let you go, then. I've heard from people that are a part of the staffing for the Super Bowl that they have to get to the stadium, or not to the stadium, to a bus area like 8 hours before the game. What's your itinerary look like for game day?
Yeah, I think I have to be on a bus at 11:30.
Game's not till 4:30, and game will end about 8. When will you get out of there, do you think?
First bus, pal. However long.
Yeah, is that what you're going to do? You're going
to
do first bus and get out?
I don't have a game story. You know, I'm as soon as I can type in that final score, I'm out of there. One of the things I really liked about sports was hanging around other sports writers. I mean, these guys, you know, as you know, they're the best storytellers in the world. They got great stories about games that they covered and stuff. I really like that part of it, but I just cannot abide that kind of, you know, that mess. It's really fun while you're there, but then, trying to get out of there. Trying to get out of there for a Cardinals game is no pick. You know, so.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. I'll talk soon. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bill Goodykunz, Goody at the Movies. Brad Sussmath with you, Sports 360, AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. On the other side, back here at Patriots Outpost, we'll get you caught up all the things in the world of sports on my mind. Commissioner Goodell is going to hold his NFL State of the Union in about 25 minutes. Jared Cohen from Sports 360, AZ.com is there. And I've got some thoughts on what he's going to talk about. Some I'm going to make fun of him. Some are in all seriousness. Get you caught up on Tiger, who was just not good this morning here at TPC Scottsdale. He shot a 44 on the back nine. Get you caught up on that and much, much more as we continue on from Patriots Outpost, Sports 360, AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmath.